Get ready to step out of the everyday and right into a world where history breathes, art just blows you away, and honestly, every corner holds a story. Picture yourself surrounded by pure beauty with all the details just handled for you.
That really is the heart of what we're exploring today. This is about analyzing some dry document. It's about walking through a really captivating possibility, a journey through Italy's core, designed specifically with you in mind.
Exactly. We're diving into the nitty-gritty of a carefully crafted small group tour. It sweeps you through Venice, Florence, and Rome. And our goal, it's to paint such a vivid picture. You can practically feel those cobblestones under your feet.
Yeah, think of it like unlocking what an incredible experience could actually be like. What would it feel like, you know, day by day, having these iconic cities unfold before you, with expert guides, seamless transfers, the works.
Okay, let's open up this potential adventure. Where better to start than where so many Italian dreams begin?
Okay, picture this. You arrive in Venice. And right away, you're welcome to, well, truly one of Italy's most enchanting cities. And forget stressing about lugging bags through Venice. No, your experience kicks off with a private water taxi transfer. Takes you straight to your hotel door.
Whoa, that sounds like actual magic. A proper VIP welcome, gliding over the water right to where you're staying.
It really sets the tone, you know, that ease. And day one is deliberately designed to let you just settle in. Once you've checked in, the rest of the day is completely yours. Relax, maybe take a first quiet wander.
Perfect. Shake off the travel, ease into that unique Venice rhythm. So then day two, that's when the curated exploration really starts.
That's right. You meet your expert local guide for a walking tour. It's designed to really unveil the city's absolute treasures.
And it starts, well, where else? The legendary St. Mark's Square. You'll get an outside view first of the incredible St. Mark's Basilica.
Mm-hmm. But here's a detail I think is fantastic. You actually go up to the Loggia dei Cavalli.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just any old viewpoint. They say it's where you get the best panoramic views of St. Mark's Square.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing that huge historic piazza spread out below you.
That sounds amazing. And what really stands out in this itinerary is the kind of access you get. So from those views, you then dive into the power, the history of Venice, with a tour of the Doge's Palace. And that includes that really symbolic walk across the Bridge of Sighs, right?
Exactly. And the contrast there is just incredible. You'll see not just the lushly decorated chambers where the rulers lived and worked, but also the old prisons. It's a really powerful way to grasp the Republic's story, the sheer opulence, but also the control.
Right, the two sides of the coin.
And this guided part, it's flexible. It can be morning or afternoon, which is nice. So it leaves you time. After the tour, your guide takes you back to the hotel, and the rest of day two is yours again. Wander, get lost in those little alleys, maybe revisit a spot you loved.
Day three sounds like a nice, gentle transition. You've got time after breakfast to really savor a final Venetian morning all on your own. Maybe find a quiet spot for coffee, one last look at a canal.
Yeah, soak it in. And then those smooth transitions continue. In the afternoon, you're met right at your hotel for another private water taxi transfer. So you say goodbye to Venice in style.
And next stop, Florence. When you arrive, there's a driver waiting to take you straight to your hotel. Again, the rest of that day is just for you. Relax after the travel, start soaking up that Florentine atmosphere.
Right. And day four is then dedicated to a pretty comprehensive exploration of Florence's highlights, again, with your expert guide.
Okay, so where do you start in Florence?
You begin right in the city's spiritual heart, the Piazza del Duomo, and you'll visit the Baptistery. That stunning octagonal building dedicated to St. John the Baptist. It's actually older than the cathedral, steeped in history.
And the logistics here sound really well thought out. Your Grande Museo del Duomo ticket is included. And listen to this, it's valid for 72 hours.
Exactly. Which means you have the flexibility. You can visit the cathedral interior, maybe tackle the climb up Brunelleschi's incredible dome, or go up Giotto's bell tower. All in your own time over the next few days. No rush.
That 72-hour access is brilliant. It totally gets that you might want to spread those big visits out, or maybe even go back. So the walking tour then leads you through the city's elegant streets, passing places like the Strozzi Palace, that chic shopping street Via Tornabuoni, heading towards Piazza della Repubblica.
Mm-hmm. Passing through history and style. And then, a major highlight, naturally, is the visit to the Galleria dell'Accademia. To stand there, right in front of Michelangelo's David, it's just... Well, it's awe-inspiring, truly. The guided walk then wraps up right on the picturesque Ponte Vecchio.
Wow, ending the guided part right there on that famous bridge with all the little shops built onto it. And like Venice, this tour could be morning or afternoon.
That's right. Same flexibility. But day four isn't over yet. It holds a really special evening experience. You'll meet up with your fellow travelers for a dedicated small group wine tasting.
Ah, now we're talking. A real taste of Tuscany.
Absolutely. You'll enjoy a curated tasting. Three different wines picked out by a sommelier and paired with some delicious local snacks. It's just a perfect way to connect with the group and really savor those regional flavors.
Sounds lovely. Then day five.
Day five is completely reserved for your independent discovery of Florence. After breakfast, the city is basically yours.
Right, so this is where you could use that 72-hour Duomo ticket. Maybe climb the dome if you didn't yesterday. Yeah. Or hit some other museums, shop for gorgeous leather goods. Or, you know, just find a sunny piazza and chill out. Your day, your pace.
Exactly. Then day six brings another smooth transition. After breakfast and checking out, you're transferred to the train station.
And you're off to the eternal city, Rome. When you arrive, you're taken to your hotel. Then, after maybe grabbing some lunch, the Roman adventure kicks off that same afternoon with a panoramic walking tour meeting right at your hotel.
Yeah, this tour is designed to show you both the really most famous attractions and hidden treasures. It's kind of the perfect intro to Rome's many layers.
What sounds great about this walk is the sheer number of iconic stops. The grandeur of the Spanish Steps, the must-do Trevi Fountain, get those coins ready, the ancient marvel of the Pantheon, and the buzzing Piazza Navona with Bernini's incredible Fountain of the Four Rivers.
Exactly. And as you walk through these famous spots, your guide will be pointing out the genius of masters like Bernini, Borromini, really bringing the art and architecture to life. After this immersive walk, your guide brings you back to the hotel, leaving your evening free. Maybe find that perfect little Roman trattoria.
Okay, day seven sounds like a serious deep dive into Rome's incredible ancient past. You meet your guide again to explore the city's famous ancient treasures.
Yeah, this is big. The starting point is the iconic Roman Forum. Just try to imagine the history here. Mm-hmm. This is the absolute center of public life, political, ritual, civic. It goes back 3,000 years.
Wow. 3,000 years of history literally under your feet. So you'll be walking among the actual remains columns, bits of old temples, triumphal arches like the Arch of Septimius Severus, buildings like the Temple of Caesar.
Right. And to really understand Rome's origins, the tour also connects you to the Palatine Hill right next door, which is noted as the site of the city's very first settlements. You're literally walking where Rome began.
That's incredible. And from those ancient origins, you move to the absolute spectacle. The grand finale for the day is Rome's undeniable icon, the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm. Originally called the Flavius Amphitheater. And the description emphasizes its scale. It was the biggest and most imposing building of its kind in the Roman world. Just massive.
Built as an arena for gladiators, holding, what, up to 70,000 spectators? Just standing there, you can almost hear the echoes. And this ancient Rome tour, like the others, flexible again, morning or afternoon.
Correct, morning or afternoon. And it wraps up back at your hotel, leaving the evening free.
Then day eight sounds like a totally unique experience exploring Vatican City. You actually get transferred to the world's smallest independent state.
Yeah, it's a whole different world within Rome. Your guided tour there takes you through some incredible areas inside the Vatican museums. The private apartments of Pope Julius II, the beautiful Pinecone Courtyard, and those stunning long galleries. The Gallery of Maps, Gallery of Tapestries, Gallery of Candelabra.
All leading up to the main event, right? The Sistine Chapel.
Absolutely. You get time inside to just stand beneath Michelangelo's breathtaking frescoes and, well, absorb the masterpiece. Just look up in awe.
And what makes it even richer, it sounds like, is getting the context. The description mentions learning about the intense relationship between Pope Julius II and Michelangelo. That adds such a human layer to all that divine art.
It really does. From the chapel, the tour continues into the, frankly, overwhelming grandeur of St. Peter's Basilica.
Yeah.
It's called a masterpiece of Renaissance architecture. And yeah, one of the most iconic landmarks anywhere.
The description really nails it. Stepping inside, you'll be awestruck by the grandeur of its immense, ornately decorated interiors. The scale, the beauty. It's unlike anything else.
It truly is. The tour then concludes out in St. Peter's Square itself. So you can admire Michelangelo's dome from the outside and those magnificent colonnades that Bernini designed, embracing the square.
Okay, a couple of really important practical things for your visit here, the dress code. It's a sacred place, so definitely no shorts, no uncovered knees or shoulders, and backpacks aren't allowed inside the main sites. Good to know beforehand.
crucial details. Also, just be aware, St. Peter's Basilica can occasionally close on short notice for papal services. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen often, but it means entrance isn't absolutely guaranteed, though the Vatican Museums and Sistine Chapel part of the tour is the main focus and usually unaffected. And again, morning or afternoon flexibility for this tour. Afterwards, back to your hotel, rest of day 8, free to enjoy Rome some more.
Phew, what a day. And then finally, day 9. That marks the end of this incredible journey.
Yeah, day 9 is departure day. After breakfast, you check out of your hotel.
And you're met by a private driver for your transfer. Ensures a really smooth, comfortable departure after your big Italian adventure.
So let's kind of wrap up what this all means for you. This deep dive, it sketched out a potential journey that's really designed for maximum experience. But with minimum hassle, you've got exceptional downtown hotel accommodations in every city.
Yeah, waking up right in the heart of things. Plus, having those guided sightseeing tours with expert English-speaking guides, it means you're not just seeing places, you're actually understanding them, getting the stories.
Exactly. Delicious breakfasts are included every day to get you started. And all those specific entrance tickets we talked about, like for St. Mark's Basilica access, Doge's Palace, that amazing 72-hour Grande Museo del Duomo ticket in Florence, entrance to the Accademia, the Forum, Colosseum, Vatican Museums. It's all taken care of.
Right. No queuing for tickets yourself. And all the necessary tickets in the inner city transportation between Venice, Florence, and Rome covered. You just relax and enjoy the ride, basically.
Add to that the professional meet and greet service when you first arrive, plus a dedicated support team you can reach before and during your trip. It really is about removing all those logistical headaches.
It's about just stepping into these legendary cities and letting them unfold around you. Knowing the key experiences are lined up, the experts are there for you, and the travel between places is totally seamless.
And honestly, this outline, it just scratches the surface. Think of the tastes, the sounds, the little unexpected moments that happen along the way. You're literally walking through centuries of history. From the heart of the Roman Empire to the peak of the Renaissance, with guides helping unlock the stories held in the very stones you're walking on.
Yeah, it's way beyond just sightseeing. It feels like bringing those ancient and Renaissance worlds vibrantly back to life, right there all around you.
So maybe here's something to ponder as you think about all this. Imagine yourself standing inside the Colosseum, really feeling the weight of 2,000 years, or looking up at Michelangelo's ceiling in the Sistine Chapel. Or maybe just sipping wine in a Florentine piazza, knowing the next day is completely yours to explore. How about actually being in these places, not just seeing pictures, but experiencing them as living history? How might that reshape your own perspective on things?